Yo, make this more live.
Oh, the energy, the energy. And that's how you chose to do it, with that yo.
Right.
Instantly better.
Instantly better. WorldCoin, $44 billion PacWest Bank. Bekele responding to the Times article. Fed raising the rates. MasterCard shutting down sale of cannabis.
Can you stop hitting the agenda then?
I feel like I need it.
That's too much energy.
Brian Armstrong talking shit. Human Rights Foundation announcing Bitcoin bounties. Jason Lowry and his book. DeFi projects not working. Uber accepting Bitcoin. And Coinbase denying the SEC told it to delist everything but Bitcoin. Which, if you kept up with news, that actually was the opposite yesterday morning. And then 24 hours later, they're now denying it.
Cool.
Interesting.
Right. High
prize.
Let's
prize.
Go. Price.
What is the prize?
28,953. It's been dropped to the 29. Just realised.
Yeah, it did plus this morning, about 2-ish.
Oh, just in time for my DCA. Weekly and monthly. Boom.
Boom. Boom. Well, that's it. Time in the market, Molly. Well done.
Not intentional.
Energy, Dave. Energy.
Right?
Energy.
Come on. So, okay.
We're trying to be live.
So why are we focused on energy?
We're trying to be live.
Because we've had a few comments that say we're a bit low energy.
One comment and say we're low energy.
But we're British. That's what British people are like.
Yeah, I think we are.
Chilled out.
We're not the hyped up Americans, are we? That
we could be.
No, we could never be.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how you'd go around doing it. Hooping and hollering about an agenda.
Hooping and hollering. That's some bad terminology there, like that.
Okay.
We just wouldn't be authentic, would we, doing it in LA, so.
We're very chill, but low energy, aren't we?
Yeah.
So.
Accurate, authentic.
Like it or leave it, guys. This is who we are.
But obviously don't leave it.
No, like it. Definitely like it.
Yes, don't leave it.
Yeah, don't
afford to leave it. That's fine, but don't leave the channel.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Should kick off with WorldCoin.
Yeah, this is a bit creepy, isn't it?
Those videos of the queues are just that's scary.
But where are they all? They're all in countries that are third world countries that people are struggling for money.
There was a big queue in America.
How was that?
Mm-hmm.
Where? I've not seen that.
There was.
That's the one I'm not seeing.
No, but there's still huge amount of poverty in America. Same reason. Right. So it's still like, so people are just assuming people are queuing up to get. I think it was Louisiana or somewhere like that.
Which I assume, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know much about the economical welfare of those particular states. But
Louisiana, I think, is one of the poorest states.
I'm guessing at Louisiana. Hoping Mike could dig me out.
He's trying.
He's trying to dig me out.
I can't see any queues in America.
But I saw a queue in America.
Did you just
see it? Was it in the supermarket?
No, might be for an iPhone.
Yeah. That's the difference.
There's a video shared with long queues in Japan, which is quite surprising, I feel.
Yeah.
There you go.
That would be, although they are more...
Certainly not in the world.
What's tech savvy? No, it's not.
Nope. But I suppose it still doesn't mean that they've had a huge take-up.
No.
It kind of means the process is taking too long. Because everyone having an issue up.
There's
a bottleneck.
There is, yeah. So we can improve work.
So what is the process? You get your eye scan, you get a free token, do you not?
I was going to say, what's the incentive? Yeah. Why are people queuing?
You get free money. You might be able to sell it.
You get WorldCoin
for something more useful, but you've given away your iris data.
Is this not then a security? Are they getting away with it not being security because they're giving it away rather than selling it?
Maybe.
Wasn't it listed on exchanges? How could
it? Will be, but that'll be.
But then just giving it away.
If they're just giving it away, are they getting around it that way?
Did anyone see the Dolcon Tom Cruise film Minority Report, where he literally walks down the street and his eyes are getting scanned, and that he has to get his eyes removed for someone else's eyes to hide his identity?
Well,
nah.
The UK.
Well, that happens in the film. And this just reminds me of that. I think I find it so creepy.
It's a bit, what do you call it? Futuristic, isn't it? A bit dystopian.
Yeah, very dystopian.
The UK, I think, is it the most monitored country in the world?
Is it?
Security.
China?
There's more security cameras, I think, in the UK. It might be UK per person than in any other country, I think. Might be able to fact check us on that.
What about Mikey? Mikey's
an athlete. Controversial, but so many, you know, they serve a purpose sometimes. Yeah, for good things. If you get mugged, or if somebody dinks your car in Tesco and you need to find out who did it.
Yeah, but you're relying on a surveillance state. What happened to the being morally good. Have you dinged someone's car?
Oh, than any other country.
Morally people.
Except China. Britain has more surveillance cameras per person than any other country except China.
Yeah.
This was in 2019 then, so.
Yeah. That's what I remember it from. It was a few years back. I remember reading it.
What a terrible headline.
No, except that's a massive shift.
Which just makes the entire headline pointless.
Mm-hmm. But that's...
No, so you don't expect the UK to be number two, do you?
No. But technology, though, at the end of the day as well, it's got to be an advanced country with technology to have that capability to start with.
Or is it because UK is quite densely populated? Most areas?
Don't know.
I don't know. There's more densely populated places.
There is. One
more.
So I don't know, but we are here.
Yeah, I don't like security cameras everywhere, but...
I really don't think about it.
Class.
I know. Well, you just go about your day, don't you? Like, and...
everyone else knows as well, because they can see you on the show.
Well, I'll do anything dodgy, so yeah. I don't
Your
really...
Tesla's full of cameras, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I was to ding into that...
Oh.
No.
Your car would be recorded and we're going to find you, Dave.
Might just start trying that with all Teslas and go past them. Just ding.
So you dinged a Tesla.
Whoa.
Beat it.
Doing the Lord's work. Ongoing insurance claim.
Can't talk about it.
Whoa. Not that I see a move on.
Can't comment on it right now.
Agenda, WorldCoin.
If the Willis party improved his car.
Whoa.
The Honda Jazz. Right, should we move on from WorldCoin? Any opinions? It's just...
Would any of us here queue up and get your eyes scanned?
No.
I'd prefer a free token. Who doesn't mind security cameras, I wouldn't do that.
No, neither would I. No,
I don't use biometric.
But the other day I had to put my fingerprint on a document.
First time I've ever had to.
Didn't get a free token for that.
Yeah. It's same if you like travel to the States, isn't it? You have to give all your fingerprints up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of non-optional.
Is it solving a ID issue that coins have got? Is there an issue there? I can't think of what the issue is. But
no. Well, I guess in theory, it's instead of your private key, your eyes are your private key, in theory. So nobody could theoretically steal it.
Minority Report, I told you.
It can also...
Kill Bill. We've all seen that.
Yeah.
This is just another vicious level of crime, isn't it?
Yeah, what was this old movie?
Really
good. It's pretty good that I can name two films where they literally remove people's eyes.
Yeah. What about Thingy as well? Is it Face Off? The full face and everything.
Do they do the eyes or face?
I assume so.
Seems like a more complex.
They do the face.
Yeah, an eye transplant.
I don't think they exist. Do they
exist?
Don't forget laser eyes.
They do exist.
You can give up your eyes and your driving license as like organ donor thing. So I'd assume so.
Yeah. So if you registered with your eyes for WorldCoin and then had to have an eye transplant at some point, you get the free token.
Well, if you died and your eyes got donated to somebody, they would then have access to the other coins. Have you thought about that, WorldCoin?
I'm changing my mind.
But you wouldn't be too bothered about that, though.
The only time I would ever do it is the day before I get an eye transplant.
Just my free token.
Your token would be gone then. You're going to do anything. You have to spend it there.
Is it only eyes? Surely there's they've got another.
Is it fingerprints as well?
Not sure. Not aware of.
The orb.
Yeah. And why'd they make it something so creepy?
Yeah.
The orb.
They've tried to make it cool and futuristic, I think, is what they've tried to do, haven't they? And it is. Mm. But then it is, like you say, there's a creepy angle to that.
Yeah. I read somewhere that 2 million people had signed up to it.
But does iPhone and stuff not do something like this already, where they scanned you?
Face ID.
A fingerprint.
And fingerprint.
That's what I said. Don't use any biometric anything. But obviously the main thing is when you go through the airports and you get caught with fingers and eye scans. Mm-hmm. All the UK airports nearly now, I think, have eye scans.
You can't really escape it, can you?
Which you can't escape. Outside of that, I would never use.
If you go, is it Co-op or Spar? And they have, no, it's Boots in town. You go to the self-scan thing. Where's it? You have to look at a camera. You've made it.
Yeah. I was going to say that earlier. I step out of the way of it.
I'm not seeing it. You know what I end up doing? This like, and going, I look good there. I've not like, seen that. Doing that. But what's that? So that's your purchase.
If you've then stolen something, obviously they can go back and see that picture of it. It's just security, isn't it, more than anything?
That's where
all the security cameras are.
They use the data for, but they could actually profile you on who's buying what.
Possibly could.
Because you'd think if data analysts get the hold of that data, they'd be like, these guys are buying this.
Yeah. They would associate maybe your clothing.
Is that
why does this tramp keep going back?
I don't think we'd say that, but they would. I mean, there is no denying Boots will be using that information.
They'll probably just, I imagine they'll sell it on analysis company. Similar to the Facebook stuff, isn't it, with what they're called? Thingy Analytica?
Yeah, Cambridge Analytica.
Cambridge, yeah.
So it's the same with WorldCoin. Do you have to sign a waiver so they won't use any of this data for anything?
I imagine in their terms they can do what the fuck they want with it.
It's such a scary part. Yeah. Because to do anything in life, you can't. It's impossible to live off the grid. Why are you laughing?
Because I was expecting some really, some mega.
No.
To do anything in life. Some hippie trippy stuff. I was
to do anything to function a normal life. Like, you've got to have some sort of ID or anything. You can't.
Do you?
Well, for an easy life.
Yeah. Well, I was watching people documentaries that live off the grid in Appalachia and things like that.
How those happy? Guys, they're all so happy.
This guy's just climbing some of them trees.
So happy. Was he a monkey? Was he a monkey down the tree?
No, it wasn't. Just a bloke. And he's like, what did he do for fun? You haven't got any, didn't have electricity, didn't have anything, growing his own veg. And he's just climb trees and swing off them.
Yeah, that's great.
So, that would be cool.
But
I don't think
you can't really achieve that with being a normal sort of, a 9-to-5.
I suppose in economical growth.
He's probably not had an office job in his life, as he's probably just grown up doing that.
I don't know. He may have some transferable skills.
Climbing.
I don't know. But also, it's on. Yeah. Anyway.
Gymnast.
It's WorldCoin. Let's just avoid it.
I mean, to clarify what WorldCoin is for people I don't know, it's a new token, so it is actually on Ethereum, I think, as far as I'm aware. So I think it's just a token on Ethereum.
Mm.
I don't think it's actually its own
thing. Okay.
As far as my understanding, I read it about...
Why bother doing your own thing? You can just do ERC-20 and just...
Because if Ethereum goes pop, so is it.
But no, none of them are asking.
Yeah, so it got announced years ago, didn't it? I remember. Yeah.
It was about a year ago, I think.
And it's just launched now, is it?
Yeah, it's just launched this week. It's
an ERC-20 on mainnet.
Yeah, so it's on Ethereum. So it's not even its own thing, which is embarrassing in itself. Then it's obviously scanning people's retinas for a wallet and some free coins to get them on board. And I think I agree with you, Dave. I think it's a fad, and it's a fad in places that they've specifically targeted. Like, they're in
vulnerable
Kenya, was it? And what was the other place? It was Kenya and somewhere else.
Big queues in Kenya. Yeah,
they've targeted people that are in more vulnerable states.
Can they not be sued for that?
I guess what they've done wrong. I guess at that point, they're saying we're giving people free money. It's what are you doing? So I think, I believe it'll probably pass, and none of these people will generally use it.
I wonder if we surveyed the office and say who would get them. If there's a WorldCoin thing next door, who would go and get their eyes scanned?
You'd have to pay 50 quid free of this coin to want it and see what it is. I don't know how much it is free.
Absolutely would.
No.
Gibbs already got some.
His orb's on the way,
I suppose. So I was also just saying that I don't know how it would work. Sorry, that's a silly comment on me, because it's the ERC-20 token, so it just works with any other Ethereum-based, ERC-20-based wallet, I guess. But has anyone seen a wallet? Have they done a WorldCoin wallet? Has anyone seen it? Or are they just hoping that people start using their other MetaMask and things like that for...
Don't know.
Don't know, not seen.
Yeah, I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Or why not understand?
So your eyes are supposed to be the keys. Is that
But it's an ERC-20 token stored in your MetaMask wallet.
So, when you're sending it, if you need an orb to scan your retina...
You mean how do you open your wallet with your eyes?
So is this eye scan just to get the free token?
Yeah, because if your phone can do it, then why aren't you doing the eye scan with the phone? Why do you need the orb?
So that part I'm curious with.
Yeah.
So yes, there's World App, which is the WorldCoin wallet.
But if it's an ERC-20 token, you can just put it in MetaMask, for example, and send it via that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Unless they've tried to lock something further down, so you have to use their wallet to do it or something, maybe. And they're just using the ERC-20 platform to do that.
3.7 out of 5 stars. It's not that great.
How many downloads?
Probably 2 million.
Did you hear that news about Threads, where they got
1 million plus downloads?
1 mil plus, 3.7 stars out of 50K reviews.
1 mil's not bad.
probably paid for reviews and you get more tokens and you leave a good review.
Well, they will. They'll be telling people there and then, I imagine, to review it, download it. Because when you go and get your eye scanned, they'll be on it.
Who's behind it? Sorry, no,
Sam. Sam Altman.
Okay.
He's a bit weird looking, do you not think? I was looking at a picture from the other day. He looks part of the lizard guy.
Well, he is.
He looks up there.
The lizard guy's
original.
The lizard guy.
Company. The OpenAI stuff, isn't it? So originally he was. Did he found something else, was it, before OpenAI?
Loop. Loop exclamation
mark. Zuckerberg.
Done. Loop. He was the CEO of Reddit for a period, wasn't he, as well? I don't know, I think that went down too well. But yeah, he did the OpenAI stuff and then obviously pivoted to this, but I think he got his name from that.
Oh, Looped.
He did. Don't know who they are.
Just don't know what that is.
No.
And then, yeah, OpenAI, that's what his CEO off.
Okay.
So he's done AI and now doing an eye scan in cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds dangerous.
Have you guys, sorry, speaking of AI, not Bitcoin, but have you guys tried out the new DJ function in Spotify?
It is fantastic.
Is it? It's an AI DJ. It's like you're listening to a radio station.
Mikey, they're coming for you.
Mikey is a DJ.
It's good. It's like, here's one you haven't listened to in a few years. Rolling back the years.
An announcer.
Yeah. Saying all your favorite artists and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, what, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it just meant it was just a mix of your
favorite songs.
That's what I listened to yesterday.
Yeah.
It was chatting about
spoilers. It's so good. I was thinking, that'll be great. That's going to kill radio, maybe.
And this one's out to the birthday girl.
Yeah. I said, like,
it can't be variant at all.
No,
but
I think eventually they're going to feed in, like, they could feed in a weather API and tell you the weather in between songs or anything you're interested in. They could kind of give you, like, news headlines and stuff.
Ads.
And make your own radio DJ.
But they don't make original music in the
people. No, it's on your songs.
They just play
your songs. Here's what you might like based on your.
So it's more like a radio station, not what you're doing in terms of.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel like AI was personally coming after you.
Give it time.
Every one of his career options, just this AI bot's just chasing him down.
He'll get there. Right, should we move on from WorldCoin then? So fads.
Fad.
Disappear.
Fad. Scary fad.
Scary fad.
That data's held somewhere, obviously.
Still unsure how it actually is transacted with, if you eyes your private keys and whatnot. Maybe we've got that completely wrong, but other than that, why the hell are you scanning your retinas?
Yeah.
Get some free money. Yeah. Crazy. PacWest bankrupt. $44 billion bank, PacWest Bancorp. They crashed over 25% and then they were halted trading, I think. And then they've been acquired by Bank of California. Again, just another bank. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody cares. It's crazy.
No.
A $44 billion bank just went bankrupt and nobody cares. That's
another one to add to the list.
So I think we're just going to brush it
up. Well, they got bailed out.
Because we don't care.
Well, they got bailed out. No one lost the money.
Shareholders. They got acquired by, shareholders got screwed. They got acquired by...
They didn't get acquired by a smaller bank. Yeah.
So it's a bit backwards. And I think a couple of people, some other companies have bought their mortgages, I think.
JP
Morgan.
Bought
mortgages off them. It's consolidation.
Mm.
But it's just scary how nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
And these are constantly...
It's just the new normal now, isn't it?
Crazy.
Cool.
I've not read this one, but Kelly responds to LA Times article.
He responded.
Inside the growing cult of El Salvador's Nayib Bukele.
Yeah, I've not read the actual article, but I read the tweet and what she responded to, and he was calling the mainstream media out, saying that basically the only reason they think it's a cult is because I can't remember his actual word in there. I've killed it.
Well, this was a good story. Thanks.
Cheers, Alan. Bike to the rescue. All good.
Oh yeah, no, because they're afraid of us.
Yeah. He said, cult, why is the mainstream media so afraid of us? Haven't you realized the ones acting more and more cultish are you guys? Or more as a cult are you guys?
Yeah.
Is this off the back where he put warnings out for American cities for El Salvador to travel to? be careful of San Diego. And
that was hilarious.
Chicago and stuff.
Yeah, be careful of LA and Detroit. And
it's a bit of political trolling at the next level.
Yeah, why not?
I don't like the word cult. The word cult, though, it's kind of thrown around a bit.
You're in one. Bitcoin cult.
No, I hate it when people call Bitcoin a cult as well.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to say a lot.
No, I just think it's ballsy of him. I really like him. Mm-hmm. You don't see many presidents doing that.
A lot of people like him there, don't they, as well? I think he's mm-hmm. part of it. So mm-hmm.
I don't know, those videos of those prisons. That just,
I mean, they
don't
like him, do they? Yeah,
but at the same time, people on the general public obviously like him, and why they do that, they must not have a problem with that happening, because it's, in their eyes, I guess, criminals ending up in them jails and doing that. So why should them criminals have any, it goes on to human rights and still doesn't and all that sort of side mm-hmm. of things, but the general public must be happy with that happening.
Just,
all,
it's not as black and white as that, is there? No, it's not just innocent people are criminals. Like, yeah, what crimes are these people committing to be treated like that?
When you've been classed as a criminal, people have problems with
the people. It just seems anyone with a bald head and a tattoo.
Is he 19?
He's going to jail.
Well, he's a gang tattoo, you're right.
That look, you don't want that look over there. Yeah. It's a fashion choice, isn't
it? Was it a
dangerous one?
2% approval rating or something, was it? I can't remember.
It's pretty good.
It's ridiculous. So it's like, that's the, you're like, you don't get
it. Yeah, but only if you believe those stats.
That's true.
I wouldn't.
That is true.
I wonder if he's going to get back in next year. We've talked about that several times, haven't we?
Yeah.
That will be interesting.
Anyway, funny trolling between politicians.
92.9%.
Definitely 92.9.
I mean, that's high. That's going up.
Sure.
Yeah, it's good. Trending up.
He's trending upwards. It's crazy.
Yeah, but like, there's loads of dictators that had huge approval rates.
Did he? Do you believe them stats?
No. That's why I don't believe that one.
Buy that back here.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's just manipulation of the data.
Interested to know where them stats. I'm sure that I'll tell you where them stats came from, to be fair. Okay. Of 1,000 people. Sample sizes are all only 1,000 people. It's a 1,500 one is the further down.
I wonder if they asked any of the guys in prison.
No, I don't think so.
Probably not.
I can't imagine that they might have won. There's the 8% there.
Yeah.
Fed raising rates again, 25 bips.
This seems to be happening every single week. We seem to be talking about this every time, every podcast episode.
Well, they stopped, haven't they? They did pause it. US paused it, UK continued.
Oh, and then
the US have now continued again, which is a 22-year high, which is pretty crazy.
I read something in the UK about they were complaining because wages keep going up as well. So it kind of, you can't really get rid of inflation if people are just counterbalancing the rate increases with wage increases. Because
not to really
people can still spend.
Yeah, keeps inflation.
And there's nothing in the UK. They haven't.
There's no behaviour change there. It's just.
Well, it's a production increase. Like, if you haven't got the source of production that you can incentivize to produce more, then prices can't go down. Mm. You've still got a finite amount of them, and the people's, salaries are just maintaining in line. That's why we're in a bit of a deep dark hole. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure it's the same in the US.
Thanks. They're supposed to be keeping us high energy, Dave. That's,
I know, that's
deep hours. Dark hole. What do you mean? All right, fine.
Sat back.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something really happy depressing. That I've seen recently. I can't think of anything.
Wow.
Okay.
So depressing.
Well, but yeah, it looks like they're going to continue to raise the rates, aren't they, for the next few months until towards the end of the year, maybe even to start next year, and then whether we see it coming down or not, we'll see. But I mean, that's what causing worse situations for banking, worse situations for mortgages and house homeowners, especially in the UK. I know the US have there. We went through that last time with the whole lock-in for 30 years on rates, whereas we don't get that in the UK.
Inflation is coming down slightly in the UK now, though, isn't it?
Oh, that's what they tell us. Them stats?
no.
We can see them publicly.
Inflation, isn't it coming down on like random things that nobody
It's not random.
No.
It's a basket of things that doesn't really affect everyone that the same way.
Inflation was down on like digestive, Imodium and stuff. I'm like, who cares?
A lot of people buy Imodium.
Well, more people buy milk and bread.
But they're in there as well.
Basket as a general thing.
So it's just
everyone's going up. I don't need Imodium.
Yeah, but that's why it's just a. Imodium. That's why the basket exists. Imagine if it was solely based on Imodium.
Well, I don't know why so many people are buying Imodium.
Imagine, like, oh, what was it?
Just because you don't need Imodium. Yeah, what's your hatred against Imodium?
I don't know.
When you need Imodium, I'll be like, oh, you don't need Imodium.
There was something the other day, and I saw there was a Reddit post talking about this. Did you see the Tesco receipt from the 1990s, maybe 1997, something like that, 1998? And it was a Tesco receipt that some guy had found in one of his pockets or something. Mm.
Sounds like something Dave would do.
And good hoarder.
It went quite viral on Reddit.
No way, by the way. Really?
So they had the things on here, and there was...
Should they rub off if you keep them in your wallet too long?
There was something, I don't know why he kept
claiming
it.
He's faked him the receipt from the
with dates and
kept it somewhere that wasn't in his wallet.
There's something on there, Mikey, that people were saying is more expensive then than it is now. And they were saying, how does that actually beat inflation? It was, scroll down, let's just have a look.
Pack butter, which was £9.30. That's from July.
Sorry, just stay still. On the receipt so I can see the things. Scroll up slightly. Oh, garlic bread. That was it.
Garlic bread?
Oh,
garlic bread.
Bread. Absolute classic.
99p there for garlic bread. Whereas now everyone's saying, well, at Tesco, you can get them for like, you know, 70-something p and 80-something p. It's like, how's garlic bread be inflation?
the means of production. The supply of garlic bread's easier than it was then.
Yeah. It wasn't as popular back then, I guess, was it? It wasn't as common.
Oh, I love
it's like the whole Peter K.
Yeah,
garlic on bread, isn't it? So I suppose that's where...
Maybe that's it's because it wasn't...
So he's to blame...
His
credit that the price of garlic bread has fallen.
So thank you, Peter.
It's a stand-up with me.
My guy.
In the Lord's will, legend. But yeah, anyway, side story. MasterCard demanding shutdown of cannabis purchases on its debit cards. That's not even on its credit cards, that's on its debit cards.
That's a bit wild, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, a debit card's different, isn't it? I mean, like
no, now they're just policing.
Yeah,
they're policing what it's. I assume it's legal in certain states. So.
It's that they're preventing illegal cannabis purchases.
Yeah. Why are they the judge on that?
Don't even matter.
I don't know what the reason was. Is there a reason on that one?
I don't know.
How is it like?
Is it fraud rates from those?
I don't know.
Through the roof or something?
I thought it was something to do with it being federally. They were still like under federal level. It was still illegal, and it could come back to them or something.
Okay. So they've got some.
It's just a bit, bit of risk management.
Yeah. Are you making money from it? And do you think your fine that these guys typically get is going to be easily paid?
It's
what
a
money
business decision,
it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, all these guys do when they do things illegally is get a slap on the wrist and a small fine.
Have you got anything about Nigel Farage in there?
No.
He's back. He's got a new website.
He's back, baby.
He's got a website called Closed Accounts. Or did you go on it?
Have
you made you right. I was wondering how quickly, you would have posted on there.
Charlie sent it through to me straight away.
Didn't the CEO went and stepped down?
Oh, God. Coots in talks and gets his account back, everything. He's just kind of totally flipped the whole...
A couple of the board as well, I think, maybe stepping down.
And now he's got this little website you can go on and tell your stories about closing accounts.
Sorry, Mikey, go on.
That's right, the mascot statement here is, our rules require our customers to conduct lawful activity where they are licensed to use our brands. The federal government considers cannabis sales illegal, so these purchases are not allowed in our systems.
I mean, you can't really criticise MasterCard for that, can you?
Well, Visa have not done it.
They probably will.
That'll be next.
Let's see. But that's at which point, Bitcoin. That means it's cash and Bitcoin are your two options there for them. Or over there, I suppose you've got maybe other... I don't know, PayPal probably won't even allow anything like that sort of scenario. So yeah, you probably got Bitcoin in cash. I mean, it's a massive opportunity
Bitcoin
for...
Bitcoin fixes it.
Bitcoin opportunity there. Yeah, that'd be interesting. But yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a silly one. I know there's the US is slightly different to the UK, isn't it? Because at the federal level, then they've got the individual state level. But if something's legal in that state, then what's the problem?
Is it your source of purchase?
I can't imagine the government would come back and slap MasterCard for something like that when the purchase was legal in the place where it was purchased.
But what if this person's from a state where it's illegal?
But they purchased it in a state that is illegal.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, so it doesn't make sense to me that. It's like, I can't ever imagine, I know governments can be crazy and everything else, but I can't imagine they'd ever come back and fine MasterCard for something like that.
But if you were, is this all just America, isn't it? I suppose it doesn't affect the UK, but if you were at a Bitcoin exchange over there, you should be speaking to these people and say, look,
knock on the doors.
Just way.
Can I help you? Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're right. If MasterCard done it, will Visa do it? Because otherwise, Visa would look like they're refusing.
I don't think they talk to each other about business decisions and rates.
We had this conversation.
Yeah. 2 weeks. I'm joking.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Visa will.
Thank you. Just in case people didn't.
Right.
Not listen to that episode of dullness from your energy.
It'd be more redneck, mate.
Yeah.
Nope.
Should we talk about
that? I'm not changing for one guy.
Show me to.
That's hilarious.
What's it called? What's it called? Call him out.
I'm Reddit, Steve.
Call him out.
I won't read it.
Is this the one that said the low energy one, or this the one that criticised Zach for looking like ZZ Top?
I think it was a compliment.
Yeah, so the low energy one, and then this one came in.
Legend.
We only read out criticisms. That should be a new rule. Yeah.
Like, it's compliments ignored.
Comment. Send Jay anything nice. We're not going to read it out. We only like the hate.
Yeah. So this guy basically emailed into our support system.
I like that
he's
taken for to a whole different level as well.
Oh, new level. Didn't just leave a comment on YouTube. He actually emailed support.
Mm-hmm.
Started off by saying Danny is the only person I identify with.
Nice
red flag.
Immediately makes me think this is Danny.
Then went on to say, Dave and Zach, yeah, okay, bros.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
What if
you say it? Yeah, okay, bros. Or like, yeah, they're okay, bro.
Okay, bros.
I mean, actually, I didn't get mentioned, so I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm really neutral.
You don't ever want to be forgotten, Molly.
I don't think I'm forgotten. I just think I'm. I mean, I'm assuming it's a male, so probably can't identify with me being female.
You should be an okay bro.
Could be an okay bro.
Mm-hmm. What we talked about earlier, if you hated, they'll talk about you. If you love, they'll talk about you. If you're just in the middle, they don't talk about you.
Awesome. Mm. Okay.
So you're just in the middle.
Just bland. Yeah. Just vanilla. Okay.
I don't know if that's compliment or insult. I don't know.
Great for the SAS. They look for people like you.
Blend in.
Yeah. The grey man. Yeah.
You guys have to embrace the redneck. Don't know what that means.
Okay,
it's your shadow side. We all have it.
Embrace the redneck.
Embrace the redneck is a great term.
By the way, we're not taking the piss out of this. This just made us.
I'm embracing my redneck.
We want more feedback like this.
They're probably drunk as well, because honest feedback.
Makes it more entertaining.
Right. So now on, we embrace the redneck.
Yeah. So that was basically.
It's a song.
There's a video of a guy embracing his inner redneck.
So I think, you know, it's just
trucks and.
I mean, they need to know more. They need to know more about you, I think, because you're the most redneck individual I've ever met. Maybe Zach needs to talk about his personal stuff.
Maybe he just needs to bring his personality onto it. More energy. It's not
low energy.
Yeah,
I'm a low energy cowboy.
Okay.
So then they just started talking about some personal stuff, and then came back a little bit later and
grovelled
and apologised.
Grovelling back.
And then apologised if he offended anyone in the previous message. Dave and Zach's opinions are worthy of listening to, and he does really like our show or wouldn't watch it.
And you mentioned you, Molly, still?
Still no. Molly, who? And then said, yeah, he likes our show, otherwise he wouldn't watch it. It's not quite Are You Being Served, Little Britain, or Monty Python.
Okay.
But we have noticeable English humour, and that is unmistakably good. And then he finished off with peace, which I thought was a tribute.
Nice. Right. No. So, I mean,
compliments.
I'll take it. I'll take it all.
If you guys do have feedback, leave a comment or email support, because...
I think the harsher the better.
A good laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To be fair, yeah.
The harsher, the more likely it is to get read out.
That should be a new section.
Just be drill.
I quite like that as a feature. The hate mail section. I mean, working in this industry, our skin is so thick anyway.
Yeah.
So you could take it.
But I think
just go home and cry.
I would want that hate mail to be constructive, so you can change.
Not even that
in some way.
Like, I want it personal.
I also.
You want to take one of these?
Just see if feel something, don't you?
It's like that Johnny Cash song.
I wouldn't want people just to be making it up just to try and abuse it. Like, it's like a roasting thing, isn't it?
You know the Nine Inch Nails cover.
Yeah, I thought it was what you're talking about.
It's like the what's it called on Reddit?
the
roast meat.
Yeah.
Oh, not yeah, maybe.
Dave, you should go on that. I'll submit you.
No, we do. I never liked that because people were looking for it, weren't they? Just put, like, really good-looking people like posing and saying roast me. Is that what
you'll
that was?
Be, yeah, but yeah, you'll be all right.
It's not the same. The best ones were the ones that were like it could be abusive, but it's banter, isn't it? It's kind of like fine comedy.
Yeah.
All right.
But I wouldn't want to turn into that as well.
Could be.
We could use it just for the sake of using.
Could be a can of worms.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So we've got to embrace redneck. Mm-hmm. Be more high energy.
More energy.
And
embrace the redneck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I might mean my new hashtag on Twitter. Hashtag embrace the redneck.
Okay.
We're kind of doing some redneck stuff with the minor.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
When we get somewhere with it.
Okay. Should be finished.
Next year.
It might be one project that me and Zach finish.
Yeah. Well, you've got to start. Zach's started. Yeah. Zach might finish. I'm not sure about you.
I've got the minor.
You've done it harder. So I'll get this. I'll get a minor to the office before you get yours. I'll just order one today.
I'll go get it now.
But yeah, no, that'd be cool. That'd be a good one to talk about for people.
We'll bring it on, demo it.
Oh,
we could do
a live demo.
That'd be good.
Live show and tell.
Cool.
So next week.
Yeah, let's commit to it. So we
we'll show and tell next week.
How are we going?
Oh no, we can't do next week. We're busy.
Well, a week after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next week, it'll be me and Dave short.
Mm-hmm. I've got some ideas for that one.
Have you?
Yeah, we'll have a chat.
Okay.
Next week.
All right. Nothing happened.
With what?
Calling it now, there won't be a pod.
That might be the point. So we cancel this week. I'm coming back next week.
Right.
Resender. Brian Armstrong. I think it's a Brian Armstrong talking shit. So he tweeted, the next step for crypto is to make payments instant and free globally. The next step for crypto. What was the first step, Brian?
Where's he been?
What was the first step?
Make loads of money. Steal
people's money, list lots of shit, pull the rug on people, screw people over, and then, okay, now let's go back to what it was meant to be.
He's completed level one.
He has, hasn't he? Yeah. He's
now level two.
Oh, payments.
He's still saying crypto as well, which is annoying. He went back saying Bitcoin for a while, didn't he?
You did, but then do you know, it's because of the SEC stuff, mm-hmm. because they've gone, screw it, we're going to fight you in court.
Oh, now he's back to crypto. Balls deep in crypto.
So he's gone, you can see, if you look back at him, you can see his playbook. He's so readable now in everything he does, which I appreciate it to some extent. You're a public company. A multi-billion dollar company, you're going to be scrutinized for things you say in public. So he's got to be careful and got to think about what he says and regulatory and everything. So I do appreciate that. However, he is very readable. His next step for crypto to make payments instant and free globally is Coinbase's layer two, not Lightning.
Yeah.
It's Coinbase's own.
Well, they launched it, didn't they? Yeah. It was Ethereum layer two.
It was, I can't remember now.
Yeah, they launched it a while back. We did talk about it on here.
And that's what I think they use in the video for the coffee they're buying or something. So it's like they're saying, come and use our layer two, but their layer two is like controlled by them. And
there's a bit Binance-y. You know, like Binance Bay.
It's called Base. Yeah.
Surely Base. Coinbase have made something that's open source interoperable. Surely.
That everybody in the industry is going to want to use.
I would think that's, just their principles, isn't it?
Yeah, we'd all want to use our competitors,
I thought
layer two, that they control.
That's why he's completely shunning Lightning and not even talking about it.
It's because they've got their own competing.
They've not got that on Coinbase. They've not got it on yet. No. I read that somewhere that's coming in.
He said a couple of months back about they were going to integrate it.
So his first Lightning payment was to us.
Was it?
Which was because
that
Joe.
Even worked, didn't
it? Joe Nakamoto. He did eventually, Joe Nakamoto.
And it was actually a Lightning.
A Lightning address.
Right.
To Joe's Lightning address. Eventually, but it did come through eventually. But yeah, in the background, we were trying to figure out what had gone on, and we found out he'd sent via from Coinbase, so he'd sent an email to Joe's Lightning address basically, because he didn't understand like addresses.
I don't know if we talked about that publicly at the time.
I think we did, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah,
I think we did.
I think we did.
Noob.
So yeah, I think I touched on this a couple of weeks back and saying about his their business model, and he's now. Shitcoin casinos come to a grinding halt because of the SEC and everything of what's going on there, and they're going to have to find a next business model. And this is exactly what I was talking about. He's going to pivot at some point, which is what he's doing now, and saying now crypto needs to be payments because now we've gone past the casino stage. We need to find a new model that makes us some money. Come and use our layer two that we can control and make money on, and it's for payments to buy a coffee in a shop.
I wonder how they're going to market it.
That's the video. Have you not seen the video?
It's a good idea, but I wonder what else they're going to do. I mean, it won't just be that, will it? They have got enough money to chase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Incentivize every
They've
merch.
Never done good marketing campaign, have they, really, Coinbase?
Oh, the best thing they did. The Vegas Globe. That's what I'd do.
That's, yeah. That would be a bit...
Like that bad boy.
But what would you like? It would be a Bitcoin logo, wouldn't it? But actually,
it would Coinbase. Be, yes.
Oh, yeah. That would just be their own logo.
Yeah.
That is awkward for Coinbase, isn't it? The one truly identifiable thing is the Bitcoin logo. And then they're like, layer two.
Here.
It's our shit coin.
Nobody's using it, and they're just going to try and force it on people again. They're just going to do the same mistakes they've done over and over again in terms of that, and it's all about money.
You know, they could pay a big
merchant.
How can they
make money if they're saying they're...
That's what I'm saying. It's all about the money, and no one's going to use it. So for people's understanding, it's like the Facebook thing. Facebook have tried to create their own currency 4 times now. Mm-hmm. I think if you read back at the article I wrote when they tried to do... what was it called? Facebook's color?
Is it Libra?
Libra. When they tried to do that, I've done the article and it highlights all the different attempts they've done over the last...
I think Libra was
years.
The third attempt.
And was that the third attempt? And they did like, they've tried it, failed, tried it, failed, and they keep doing it. And Coinbase are effectively been doing similar with projects.
Yeah, but Facebook did try to make it slightly decentralized with a Libra committee. You know, like PayPal and MasterCard were all involved with it.
And then they weren't.
No, they were effectively...
It looked like they had decision makers.
It was the same as Liquid at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So like Botstream's Liquid, where you've got your...
Federation, is it? No, Federation.
It's kind of like Federation's like things, but what's the terminology now? I forgot the terminology.
I can't remember. I
completely forgot. Because we had a call with Botstream for 4 or 5 years when we was going to be one of them, but they were trying to charge to be one of them, I think, at the time, weren't they? Didn't quite get a grip of where we hoped.
Mm.
Sorry, Mike, were you going to say
something? No, it was Libra and then DM.
Oh, yeah, when they rebranded from work.
Classic.
But Coinbase is the same. You know, Coinbase, they jump on whatever hype can potentially make them short-term cash. And it's, NFTs and DeFi and everything else. Now it's layer two for payments, but not using what everybody else in the industry is going to use, which is Lightning, and actually make use of it properly. They're going to try and do their own, which is Base.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall on those meetings when they make that decision. Be like, the whole industry is using this, but let's
make our
something different.
It is the whole thing of, okay, the board decision, we're going to add Lightning and that'll reduce fees, make everything interoperable with other exchanges. It will basically create and remove the necessity or the argument for a lot of these tokens and coins they've added to their platform. So it would make them lose value and people not care about them. They would then lose revenue from them coins that are added, which would all slowly die, which would basically lose their business model. And then if they're not making money on Lightning, where are they making money? Because they're no longer making money on Lightning, they're no longer making money on the casino.
Not making money on NFTs.
They need a business.
What happens when you list, when you're a public company? It's not about the mission anymore.
No. It's about surviving, is what they're treating it like now. So now they need to figure out, because their overheads are massive.
They've got a lot of staff. They were hiring recently, mega salaries.
Yeah, they were.
As well, but for remote positions and all sorts.
Yeah,
we'll have quite a few maxis in there.
Okay.
A few what? Quite a few maxis in there.
He's a Nazi, just took a dark turn.
I definitely did not say that. Maxis.
Yeah, look at all the jobs they've got.
But how many they laid off as well? Don't forget, they laid off like 1,000 end of last year, is it? Something like that. So they're just replacing, it's a cleanup almost exercise.
Dave, they've got 11 openings in finance and accounting.
Have they?
Yeah.
I've sent you CV in, don't worry.
Instantly rejected.
Two rejected.
Yeah. But yeah, they've got to find a new business model now. Now it's cryptos for payments. And actually, it's not just for payments. Use our base layer because it's the better way to do it. It's cheap and blah, blah, blah.
Does it not just feel a bit desperate?
That's what the whole business model
is. It's just red flags galore.
Well, look at the business model. They've gone from... Originally, they were Bitcoin only initially as a company.
Remember them days.
And Brian actually tweeted about altcoins and noise and distraction and didn't want to get distracted with it. Then he added the altcoins. Then he started getting venture capital money. Then eventually they moved towards public. They did altcoins. They did ICOs. They did DeFis. They did tokens. They did
they've done everything.
NFTs. They did the whole NFT marketplace. How's that doing?
They'll be listing WorldCoin soon.
It wouldn't surprise me. And then now they're doing their own layer twos. It's a constant pivot business model. They don't have a business model, I think, is part of that. They don't have a, it's a wrong terminology, they have a business model, they make money. They don't have a long-term business model that actually offers real value to people.
They just think in the here and now, don't they, really? A pivot.
Whatever the hype is and whatever money they can make short-term, they don't have a long-term value. Gambling on, what was that one they listed? Because they were the first ones to list it and it went straight down, didn't it? Like, ridiculous. Yeah. It was
the current
ICP, Internet Computer Protocol.
Yeah, it was something like that.
ICP, and they were the only ones to list it, I think.
Because they've not got loads of internal warnings about, like, almost the insider trading they were doing on listing, because there were people buying them pre-list. That was out actually listing them, pump up, and then just dropping them.
Just pull up ICP on CoinMarketCap.
Is that what they got the warning on?
ICP, I think. Is it? I don't know if you got the warning on this one, but this one was, you could see it was like insider trading basically straight away. Just view all time on the chart.
Allegedly.
Yeah, you are calling him out on that.
It's a
truck. Allegedly.
I'll go you back, Danny, don't worry.
Oh, no, screw it. That was allegedly. Look at that chart.
Allegedly.
Look at that chart. So that was when it listed on Coinbase on the left. That's only about 2 years ago now.
Okay.
So in 2 years, it's gone from that on the left when they listed on Coinbase to that. It's just dead.
Not doing a lot of volume at the moment. No.
And I think at the time, Coinbase was the only exchange that listed it.
Okay, so we don't like Coinbase. So let's put our flag on that one.
Screw Coinbase.
Okay.
Do you think they're going to last much longer? Like, how can they if this is just their, if they just pivot and...
So they're an organization full of clever people. They can just keep it.
They don't sound very clever.
They're very clever.
Well, they're clever in terms of short-term revenue. They're not clever in terms of long-term vision.
They're not playing the infinite game, no.
They're not playing the infinite game.
Well, no, their infinite game just doesn't align with our infinite game.
Their infinite game is survive.
Yep. Like the separate game they're playing.
Our infinite game is thrive.
Yeah, that's probably a better way to put it. Wow. Coinbase's business model for me, medium-term to potentially long-term, is a big part of it will be the ETFs. So if these ETFs go ahead, they're the custodian for these. So it'll be a custodian. Yeah. So they'll be the custodian. They'll be making a lot of money on that. And that'll be probably one of their big revenue makers.
But do you think most of their volume would be Bitcoin anyway, wouldn't it?
36% is Bitcoin.
36? So that's that bigger than that.
Well, it's all this shitcoin casino. But you think is 36%. Then they've got like 300 other coins on there, have they? That make up the remainder. So... as a percentage,
Spoke to an eToro guy, and he was like, their volume was like 80% Bitcoin. That was more of a bullish period.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their list every share going.
And
they were just like, oh, no, it's mainly Bitcoin.
Yeah, and that was like the initial bull market, wasn't it? Which is going to be. I think that's where people are attracted to go and get rich quick. Unfortunately, for some of them.
Yeah, anyway, enough about Coinbase. We probably do too much advertising for Coinbase.
We do
Coinbase more than CoinCoin.
If we can slag them, maybe we're falling into the trap. Then maybe we should just not care about them and don't talk about them in a minute.
Oh, okay.
But they frustrate me when the manner they operate, which is detrimental to the industry, which is then detrimental to us. I think that's what annoys me. It's a weird way to operate. It's not a weird way to operate. It's unethical in my head. Human Rights Foundation, somebody marks that one, announces 20 Bitcoin bounty.
Yeah, that was me. I just thought it was interesting. Good. Human Rights Foundation have put out 10 bounties, I think, Bitcoin.
I had a look at all those bounties.
See if you could do one.
And I was literally like, I don't understand anything that you've asked for, asked for there.
Yeah. I think it's just good.
Google the definition of bounty.
No, because they're all specific. They're all like,
it's chocolate.
There's it. Oh, that's good for you. There was really defined what they wanted people to target on and what the bounty was for, and all of it was just like fairy tech.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. It's a different way of than just giving someone like a certain individual a grant for a year. It's kind of like you are very specified in kind of what improvements they want to see in what areas. And I just like the fact that anyone can give it a go and earn 2 bitcoins if you hit a bounty.
If you're successful in building whatever you're building, I think it's part of that problem. Because sometimes you might start building it, realize you spend 2 months doing it, and realize it can't be done that way, and you have to start again.
They've got some interesting ones, which I'm interested to keep an eye on, of what people do. The most interesting one is Lightning addresses without running a web server on a self-custodial wallet?
We've already got that. But we'd already done that, haven't we? Which we can't really talk about.
Have we?
Yeah. Claim your bitcoins.
We not in a
self-custodial, no web server.
Yeah.
Lightning address.
Yeah. Remember the conversation we had? A person popped up recently on my LinkedIn, and that was the conversation we was having with them about how to do that in a manner so you don't need to effectively do it. So there's workarounds.
There is a few. I know what you're saying. I think that'd be. I don't know if that'd clarify or not. I don't know if that'd get the bounty. Because I don't think it's possible. I don't know.
Key send is another way to be able to do it and make it possible.
But Lightning address, the protocol relies on HTTPS, so you have to have a web server.
No, so that's the bit that I can't talk about. That's the bit that is missing. Right, we'll talk about it after, and maybe.
Go on, say it, Mike. You'll beep it.
I can't
say it and beep it.
Can you beep this out?
I can beep it.
I want to claim our two bitcoins if we've made it.
I think it was my idea anyway.
No, we've not. Are you going to beep it? Yeah. Mm.
This bleep is already too long. Let's just go, well done, guys. Well done, you got it.
Just like play elevator music over the top of that.
I'll submit our claim to big gun.
I told you that's how I do it.
You might the math thing as well, in case people can lip read.
Not with your accent, then. We'll have no idea what you're saying.
Right, we're back in now. I do remember that. I wonder if that would qualify.
It would be. It's a workaround.
Yeah.
With something in the middle, but
yeah, there is a service out there already offering that.
Yeah, we found lights here. So interesting.
Anyway, yeah, cool. Some cool bounties there for any devs to go look at.
Mm. I guess you could do it actually over Lightning. You can use the gossip layer to actually just communicate.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying, I know
we're gonna have to beep out again, or
no, that's fine. This is it's because of the client.
I've only read the three lines. I assume there's a spec for each bounty, but if no web server is required anywhere, then I don't think you can use Lightning address because it requires HTTPS to run. So you'd have to create a new kind of protocol.
Would be the
which is then is Boltzmann at that point.
But it needs DNS one. Domain control. Know that it's your wallet effectively. Yeah.
Which there is some kind of DNS on Lightning someone's playing around with.
There is, yeah. So you can potentially tie it into that somewhere.
I hope we put some sort of tech warning.
So I'll just let Fiat Jeff figure that one out.
Trigger warning on
top. Teachers allow to do it.
Fiat Jeff, you see what I shared yesterday on that?
Yeah.
He's not a fan of Arc now.
No.
Which seems to be.
I read that.
No.
Interesting pivot.
Thoughts on?
still digging out the bounty.
I'm trying to find out what bounty is.
Okay, move on from techie. Jason Lowry ordered to cease selling his book, Software. So he's a...
Software.
whatever. I'm not that interested. Mm-hmm. So he was a US government guy, and he's in the... What's it called? It's the Space...
Cadets? Or
Space Army, isn't
Space
it?
Space Force.
Space Force.
Beg your pardon. There's a Space Force.
That is a
button. How do you know that? It's like...
What, an army for space?
Yes.
Like a stormtrooper. But in space.
That's their outfit.
Where do I sign up? This is where you find out you're too old for the Space Force.
Just put Jason Lowry, because I found what his role is. He's like a...
I thought Space Force was a TV show.
It is. That's kind of like, I think... But that's a comedy one. Yeah, that's a comedy one. But this is real.
Oh.
So he works for Space Force anyway, so like US government. So he did a book on Bitcoin and what it means for wars, basically, with countries, and actually using it as a weapon. He always...
Yeah, it was a crazy analogy, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was a little bit. Some people didn't really like it. He was very controversial.
Who's told him to withdraw on his book then?
The US government have sent him a cease and desist letter to stop him. So I think it's not necessarily to do with Bitcoin and a bit more conspiracy side. I think the simpler answer is, I think in his book, he talks about China invading Taiwan and his opinion that I think that they will or something like that.
Okay.
So I assume they made him take it down for stupid comments.
Even though it's just his opinion, he can have an opinion. Well, he's still an active member of the Space Force.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When he works for the US government, you probably can't.
Sorry, really I didn't know. Yeah, no, didn't realize he was still working for Space Force.
Especially not publicly in a book that's sold.
But nothing to me makes me want to buy a book more than a cease and desist.
Well, on eBay.
How do I get a lot of that book?
Pay $25,000.
$25,000 on eBay. People are listing it for.
Yeah.
They're not been sold for that yet.
So. I think one of them sold for $500.
Oh, did it?
I think so, yeah.
God, he's he's not making bank there, is he?
Did he just say they've told me to take it down to increase the price of his books and put them on eBay?
That's
well, I kind of think that
doesn't really work for this Space Force.
Yeah, is the Space Force even real?
Sounds made up.
That is Inception level PR, isn't it?
That is. Yeah.
Well, well done, that guy.
There's a lot of people saying that as well. That he's doing this just as he's done it himself and it's all made up.
I really want to read that book. Find a copy.
Quite controversial, I think, in a lot of it, because using Bitcoin as a weapon when most people see Bitcoin as peaceful, I guess. So it's just a complete flip on what most Bitcoiners talk about. But coming from a US government army space cadet.
That's
what he knows, isn't it?
Just a cadet.
Probably a massive insult for someone on the Space Force.
Has anyone read, like, seen any snippets of it? How is it using
Bitcoin as a weapon? Blog post once and I didn't understand it, so I moved on.
I'm not gonna,
The analogy was just, like, way over my head.
I think it's countries using it as weapons against each other. So I guess it's similar. I've not read his book, so I don't know the detail of what he goes into with it. But I think
so this is more about how you would use Bitcoin as a weapon.
Yes, how countries would, I guess.
I watched Danny trying to use a bread knife yesterday. You can't even use that as a weapon.
Yeah, when you need knives in there, that's terrible. Weaponizing, like El Salvador, for example, going all in Bitcoin, buying Bitcoin, and you know in the future they're going to be at, and you know they believe Bitcoin goes up in certain value, then they're going to be a very wealthy, potentially, country, which is their hope and their plan. And at which point money is your weapon. And money is always, and you think about it, money has been an incredible weapon over the years and used as the dollar is and everything else is in the past. So you can kind of understand his angle in that sense. That money.
You're assuming that's his angle?
I'm pretty...
He's like, he's just literally put words in his mouth. Yeah. I've not read it.
Well, I think he's got the energy angle as well.
Put allegedly in there, just in case.
I think he's got the energy angle as well of mining.
Disclaimers.
He talked about mining energy.
Stuff as well, yeah. So he's kind of got that angle as well. But it's the general... using it to weaponize it against other jurisdictions, other countries. Anyway.
Right.
We're just looking at his LinkedIn, but you wouldn't think someone in the Space Force would, be on LinkedIn, would you?
First thing I would do if I was in the Space
Force. Update your LinkedIn.
Jesus, top. Me and the buddy.
Look at me there.
Stormtrooper outfit, Space Force number one.
Have you seen those AI cap cuts for... LinkedIn, you could upload.
What's a cap cut?
It's like this, I think it's like the software stuff, but basically you can upload a photo of yourself and it'll AI you onto like profile pictures for LinkedIn.
You can do that mid-journey.
Oh, well, maybe it's the same thing, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying, I saw a thing that people are using them for LinkedIn and they're crazy, like smart outfits, all sorts of stuff that they'd never normally wear.
Oh, okay.
You could do that for Space Force. Mid-journey yourself into that.
We're revolutionizing slightly. That's slightly, it's not as cool as actually being in Space Force. This guy's just photoshopping my face.
How close you ever get into being in Space
Maybe it's very easy, we don't know.
He was you. Challenge accepted, Molly.
He was a US National Defense Fellow for 2 years there. And then he's now a Technology and Innovation Officer.
Did he ever start out as an accountant?
Keep scrolling.
His first job was at Blast and Ballistics Engineer.
Cool. The guy's got the coolest job
cool.
in the world, isn't he?
Research lab. Okay,
cool CG.
But, yeah.
Could all be lies, though. Who knows?
Right. Should we try and get through the rest of these?
Yeah.
There was a DeFi thing, but I'd gone past giving a crap about that. Let's move on. Uber will soon start accepting Bitcoin payments, says their CEO.
That was old news.
Is it some sort of ESG threshold that Bitcoin has to break through?
There was a comment around energy thing, wasn't there? I think, no, that was Tesla with the threshold.
I read it around Uber as well.
I've never seen Uber say about
it. He didn't say a threshold back in February. He said when it becomes more environmentally friendly.
Right. No. Is that now?
It must be.
Apparently.
Even though it's not really changed since then now, but, you know, all of a sudden BlackRock say it's eco-friendly because they did an ETF and everybody's on it. So
yeah, I looked up the CEO.
Nuts.
He's mentioned Bitcoin quite a few times over the years, so, which I didn't realise.
That's why I thought it was old news, because... Sure,
it's like been teasing for years.
Yeah, they have been teasing it for years. Yeah. I think. It was back in 2021, I think, when they first started poking it. It might have been earlier. But I know it was around the Tesla time, I think. There was comments.
It would be a very good one for Lightning, isn't it?
It's got to be Lightning transactions. Out the gate, hasn't it?
See, no, I think
they just go on chain.
I think it's
nobody
good,
goes on chain these days.
I think it would be good. My big thing for it, more than the Lightning thing, is... FX between the currencies, because Uber you usually get when you're in another country. Well, I think maybe in the US it might be slightly different. Maybe in your own different states, or even in your own state sometimes. But I think heavily when you go on holiday or go away somewhere, you get a taxi or an Uber, don't you?
We don't have Uber over here, do we?
No. But we do in the UK. I only use it when, like, say, I'm in the UK.
With that currency exchange rate.
To America. Well, yeah, with the UK it's not needed. But we go to America, we did it.
Or Europe. Yeah.
Why don't we have it over here?
Yeah. There's not probably enough demand for people to sit around waiting.
The taxis will rip you off instead.
Yeah.
So expensive, the taxis.
You know, that means there's more of a market for Uber, though, doesn't it?
There you go, Dave. Get the Honda Jazz, Uber up.
Yeah. Why are you trying to get rid of me?
You're going to be out there with the
time. It's episode
two. Even more job suggestions.
I just think your talents would be better elsewhere.
Okay.
I agree.
So do I.
Danny's the one who gave you some CV to Coinbase.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I think that would be a more powerful proposition for Uber, because I don't know, I'd be interested maybe to know their stats of how many people actually use Uber in their home country as opposed to use it in a foreign country.
America's different, I suppose, isn't it?
There's Uber everywhere, don't they?
Because it'd be, if you, I suppose with Uber as well, you, everything's paid within the app, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you don't even need Lightning. You would top up your Uber, wouldn't you, in theory? So you would just, you could set a larger on-chain transaction and it would convert, and then you'd just think, because I imagine that's probably what they'll approach it, rather than, you don't pay at the end of a journey with Lightning or anything, because it's all internal, so there'd be no need to. So I'm curious to how they'd approach this and what they'd do.
They are about to make profit for the first time ever this year, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Took some time.
Just throwing my Uber facts.
So we beat them to making profit.
If you think about what they're... How do they not make profit?
Coin Corner beats Uber after making profit.
You're asking me a question I don't know the answer to.
It's like Twitter and Facebook and stuff, isn't it? They took like...
Yeah, the business model is not to make money until you're big enough to then start monetizing your customer base. That's been the play for a year.
Twitter, I suppose, advertisements. There wasn't advertising in their early days, was there?
Uber would have had to have offered it cheaper than taxes and things to make it attractive and make a powerful proposition, at which they squeeze their margins down effectively.
But the costs are all the drivers. So it's like whatever the rate that the driver is, what though, takes
Uber,
a share
Uber
of the profit.
Takes the rates.
Yeah, but their overhead is the driver. Which
not
just takes
necessarily
a share of that revenue.
Well, their overhead is, how many staff do Uber have? You'll see it is quite an overhead.
So it's all that,
because you've got the app, you've got the legal.
They're doing R&D stuff on like their own
vehicles and
automated cars and mapping technology and that.
Just if
they're not just plugging in Google Maps and made an app over the weekend.
There you go.
32,000.
Yeah, Christ.
32,000. Do they count drivers? Do they count drivers as employees?
No, there's contracts.
32,000 employees
globally. What?
They're a massive company.
I know. I read the book. I forget which book it was. It's about Airbnb and Uber and birth and how they did it and how aggressive they were in countries that didn't want them.
It's a good book.
And
it's the legalities and stuff like that. You think how many like in California they got?
Yeah, hugely.
Like a find in London, isn't it?
Yeah, hugely all costs, I suppose.
So you think that all of that time costs overheads?
Anyway.
And 32,000 employees.
That just seems too many.
It does, for what it is.
Yeah, so even though it'd be cool, I think, if Uber integrated it, I don't think there'd be... It's not like mass volume overnight, isn't it? It's still got to you still got to have people that want to pay it over Lightning.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying with the FX. So you get into the country, if you've just got your card on file and you pay via the Uber app, but then the FX is taken from Visa and the bank and whoever else intermediaries you've got there.
Whereas actually, if it just give you a line and invoice, you can just pay.
We did it. And when we last time I went to Dubai, we got stung for a pen by a taxi, and they gave us an absolute exorbitant FX rate. And we were just like, God, that was just lightning. It wouldn't exist.
12%.
Do you remember? Oh. It was just like, what?
We got hit massive. Yeah. The ATM tries to use. Yeah. Massive. One of them was like 20-odd%.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So yeah, if you could use Lightning properly, not like top your account with it and it converts it and then they'll use their own FX later on, that would be beneficial. But I think in my head, what they will probably do is just add Bitcoin as a deposit method and it'll auto flip that for say dollar and you'll hold then, or your local currency maybe, and you'll hold that until you then go and use it.
Yeah, I suppose it opens up. I don't know if it's a bit gimmicky now or the whole thing with Lightning back in the day was these mic streaming payments, wasn't it? Once they've kind of got it in, it kind of opens up maybe ideas around that.
But it's all internal. The driver you're paying is Uber and you Uber app, so everything's a database change rather than an actual transaction. So there's no need for it. So I think it will have to just be a top-up or they start opening it up so there's an invoice and you can pay it from your wallet. But then it's not as necessarily as seamless. You've got to then go into your app and click and pay. And
yeah, yeah.
So I do.
You want it to be just as seamless
As it currently is.
Yeah.
So it'll be detrimental to the UX if you try to do it in a more open way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be a difficult one for them to see how it actually becomes useful.
Interesting. Will it be Bitcoin only as well, do you think? Or do you think they'll
shove
loads of other ones in there?
Bitcoin only with the SEC stuff going on would be my guess. Because they wouldn't want to risk another random one on there to get slapped at some point. They do like legal battles, don't they? It's Uber, to be fair, but probably don't want
They may only do it certain locations as well first. They might not even do the US first.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, makes sense to do it in different ones that are a bit more friendly. Cool. How long have we been going here, Mikey?
Because I think about an hour and seven.
Oh, bloody hell. Right, let's skip this last one then.
Bloody hell.
Coin Corner News.
You hire new staff again? You got new staff?
We new last week, weren't they?
Yeah, got the new one starting next week and one start the week after.
Yeah.
It's just new staff, really, is the main news at the moment.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apart from that.
Yep.
Dave's looking very confused.
New staff. We've got nothing else.
We've
got to have something.
Do you know how busy it is managing new staff?
We've got products. It's nothing we can talk about yet because there's products and it's all the usual.
Wait for the big announcements, eh?
Yeah. New countries, new products. Soon.
People just have to accept we can't be bringing out news every single week. These things take months to build.
I think they've already accepted that with
We just look surprised that we have no news. Yeah. And I'm like, no, it's a
big basketball rivalry building up in the office.
We've got basketball Friday, haven't we?
Big basketball rivalries. Yeah.
I think, who's the favourite to win that?
This is my team.
People can switch off now if you listen.
My team. I'm pretty confident.
Yours is probably the worst team.
I've had a hand in. No, it isn't.
No, it's you're in it.
Yeah. Hand that we make. Sure. No, I'm pretty happy with the team.
You've not got a bad team there.
No. But I think yours is, the average height of your team is about 5 foot. So you're going to struggle.
Yeah, that's the dice.
I'm going to look massive in that team.
He'll be the tall guy in that team.
But I'm quite comfy with that, though, because that's fine.
Okay.
But you don't need height in basketball.
My only concern is...
Fact.
Fact. My only concern is we're only playing half court. And
There's two hours.
I'm not lying. So.
There's four teams.
It's five a side, is it?
It's 40.
The teams are changing because half the people are not doing
it. No, they don't. We're just rolling subs.
But there's I think we should only play like with four.
No, there is four teams, so two teams at a time. So then you've got enough rest.
No, I'm not saying about that. You're not listening to what I've said at all. There's only half court.
Right.
There's five players. There's too many people on the half
court.
You've got 10 people in half court trying to play all going to the same net. Well, you go to the same net, are we not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just going to be crap.
But once they turn over, you go back to like halfway and then start again.
Bodies are just in the way. You can do a 2-on-2 in that size.
But that's how normal basketball is 5-on-5, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's on a full court.
But when they're defending and attacking, there's 5-on-5. Like everyone goes to defense and everyone goes to offense.
Only at certain points, certain times. And that's if people can make it up and down in that time, which they often don't.
They've got one net.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
half court.
I thought, when you said half court, I thought you meant like
2 hours, one
it's long ways. It's width.
I don't think so.
No,
it's half. So you don't know people just stood around. They don't have to play.
It'll work.
Dave Cutler has really got one net for basketball.
Two nets is just too much.
So I think it's going to have to be three or four a side.
I think it probably will be anyway.
And that's people not literally on here that are in those teams.
Yeah, okay.
So I think it will anyway.
That's fine.
But I think
to be fair, Gibbs said let us know till Thursday, and then he picked the teams yesterday.
He did.
Just excited to get him.
He is excited.
Picking teams is the most exciting bit.
Yeah, but you randomise.
Yeah, we usually use
no,
the field.
Because they're not fair. Randomize it. No, because we've got
the one so time we've been using.
It's still a puck, so we just egg.
Sorry, guys.
All right, cheers.
We'll let you know the results next week.
Peace. Cheerio.